I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I was so relaxed, I started drooling.
The Wake Up Call. Kevin, Katie, and Rain.
106.5, The End.
There is a millennial crisis of epic proportions underway all over the United States.
You'll never own a home.
You'll
work until you're dead.
Yeah, those are, a couple.
Your quality of life will be worse than your parents.
Yeah, that's actually all pretty accurate.
Is this worse than those?
Worse than all of those.
How could it be?
Oh, boy.
It was announced over the weekend that White Claw is at a shortage, and they're not sure if they're going to be able to make enough to continue production to get it in the hands of White Claw millennial fans.
No!
There is a shortage of White Claw that was announced by the vice president of marketing over the weekend. Now, if you don't know what White Claw is, it is a seltzer.
Hard seltzer.
Right. Spiked, if you will.
Oh, okay.
They're blaming the drink's own popularity for the shortage.
Way to go, dummies.
They said White Claw has accelerated faster than anyone could have predicted.
Are we sure that this isn't a marketing ploy?
Oh, it's absolutely a marketing ploy.
Oh, 100%.
Just like Popeye's running out of that sandwich.
Right.
It's a marketing thing.
No, but the difference is Popeye said, sorry guys, we already ran out.
Right, out of chicken and bread.
White Claw is saying, guys, we're gonna be out. Hurry.
Is that what they're saying?
Better stock up.
Maybe that's kind of like the undertone of all of this. But they are saying that they're working around the clock to replenish the depleting White Claw supply all over America.
But in the meantime, better stock up while you can.
I mean, Twitter is going crazy over this. Like, someone even tweeted, there's a White Claw shortage. It's time to wake up, America. We can all do our part. Don't leave it running while you brush your teeth. Make sure to take shorter showers. Or someone else tweeted, I mean, you can only yell no laws when drinking claws so many times before it becomes full-on Thunderdome.
I mean, that's a great point.
Where were you during the great White Claw shortage of 2019?
God, I want to see a White Claw tipped over in somebody's front yard with just never forget under it.
I want to see some community college student with a man bun panning for White Claw on the side of the river this weekend.
Now, listen, I don't know if you guys remember this, but last summer we went to Gavin's house and we had a pool party.
Yes.
And I stopped at a Safeway on the way.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got to bring something. What am I going to do? Am I going to bring cookies? I'm going to bring some White Claw.
It was the first time I had it.
And you guys looked at me like I was crazy. What is this? What? Mm-hmm. And then you had it. And look at you now.
I haven't had it.
Clawing for the claw.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I wouldn't say that I am a White Claw fan.
How dare you?
It still doesn't taste better than beer. But the thing is, though, that it is a fun, I'm going to pretend I'm a girl drink, okay? Because it's not, like, I know a lot of, this is the thing that I think is the funniest thing about White Claw. And I've had lots of conversations with a lot of women who say this. They're like, well, it's healthy. It's not healthy. It's still like 100 calories a can, and I've watched you consume 6 of them. You know, there's
it does have soda water in it, which is hydrating.
Beer has water in it, which is also hydrating.
That's true.
If you have a club soda vodka, you are still consuming more seltzer water.
Then you also have to say somebody consuming beer is also hydrating themselves just fine.
I mean, it's a very small amount of water.
It's not a very small. It's mostly water, especially if you're drinking certain brands. White Claw is still not it's not that healthy for you unless they do White Claw.
It's not healthy. We have to stop going any.
I've seen lots of women say it's healthy.
It's not healthy.
It's not.
There's no alcohol that's healthy. White Claw is basically What's the drinks your wife likes so much?
Which one?
LaCroix.
Oh, LaCroix.
Yeah, it's naughty LaCroix.
It's LaCroix with I don't even know what kind of alcohol is it. What kind of alcohol is it?
Liqueur, maybe? I don't know. I mean, I don't really know.
Really?
I don't really know.
Because White Claw does make, I think they call it White Claw Pure, which is no flavoring, and it has zero carbs. It's still 100 calories somehow. I bought some of that White Claw Pure, and I was like, the pure stands for pure garbage because it tastes terrible.
But you drank them.
Yeah, because I'm desperate to get drunk.
Oh, wow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.